Now to the kind of technology that may be able to beat us at our own game, or in this case, a crossword puzzle. And here's your clue from New York Times crossword puzzle editor Will Schwartz.
The world's best crossword solving program.
The answer? Dr. Phil. That's F-I-L-L. Not to be confused with the talk show host of a similar name.
Let's do it. I want you to get excited about your life.
No, this Dr. Phil solves less complicated problems with solutions that just go down and across. It's a computer program, and it will be an unofficial competitor at the 35th Annual American Crossword Puzzle Tournament later this week.
Matt Ginsberg is CEO of OnTime Systems, a software company that specializes in optimization algorithms, and the creator of Dr. Phil. He also constructs crossword puzzles for the New York Times, though he admits,
I'm a terrible solver. And I figured this would be a way for me to become a better solver, sort of through a proxy.
The way Dr. Phil solves crossword puzzles isn't unlike the way its human counterparts do. It looks at all the clues, tries to understand them, and then fills in words, trying not to make mistakes.
But its understanding of the constraints that come from the crossing words is much stronger, and it's doing much more sophisticated numerical analyses.
Solving crosswords involves so much knowledge, so much stuff that's not in books, that's not in any database, that it is it's amazing to think that a computer could solve a crossword.
That, again, is Will Schwartz, who directs the Crossword Puzzle Tournament. He's also NPR's Puzzle Master on Weekend Edition Sunday. Schwartz says he looks forward to seeing Dr. Phil live up to its name, but the good doctor is not without its flaws. Again, here's Matt Ginsberg.
Somebody may have a puzzle that's about rabbits, and they'll have Bunny and Clyde, which they'll clue in some bizarre way. And Dr. Phil knows about Bonnie and Clyde, but it has no idea about Bunny and Clyde. That's not a phrase that's in any of its dictionaries. And somehow it has to realize, oh, Bonnie and Clyde is wrong, Bunny and Clyde is right.
Dr. Phil might bring to mind a certain computer system that bested two Jeopardy champs, Brad Rutter and Ken Jennings, last year, IBM's Watson.
Go again. Beatles people for 200. And anytime you feel the pain, hey, this guy, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. Watson.
Who is Jude?
Yes.
Just before Ken Jennings lost to Watson, he joked that he, for one, welcomes what he called our new computer overlords. But fellow humans, take heart. There's always the off switch.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.
This is NPR News.